Welcome back to the Live, Love, Lead podcast, a podcast designed to help you live, love, and lead well. I am your host, April Nicole Scipio, and you know, as always, guys, I'm so excited that you're here and thankful that you took time out of your day to listen to this podcast. If you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, I want to invite you to do that today so you don't miss an episode. And if you have not subscribed to my newsletter, make sure to do that, because in 2020, there will be lots of encouraging things going out, content, updates, and I don't want you to be left out. So head over to the website, aprilnicolescipio.com/subscribe, and get on my newsletter list today. Today is the last episode of 2019, guys, and it's really hard to believe that I've been doing this podcast for almost a year. And I'm so thankful for just everything that God has allowed me to accomplish doing this podcast and the people that I've been able to reach. It's very humbling and it's very exciting. When I thought about, you know, what the last episode of the year should look like, I just knew without a shadow of a doubt that I would let you hear a chat that I did with my friend Ashley Steinberg. She is a powerhouse, and I normally only do one interview a month, but I knew that Ashley had wisdom that would be amazing for us going into 2020. If you've been following me on social media, you know that we've taken this last month of 2019 to just get our mindset right. We wanted to finish 2019 strong so that we can go into 2020 strong. And part of that is owning your calling. And I chat with Ashley about that. She has a very unique story, and I don't want to spoil that. I want you to listen to our interview. But she had to embrace who she was, recognize that she was more than enough, and blaze her trail and do the thing that God called her to do. And I want to encourage you with that today as we go into 2020. As you're praying and planning for the new year, what are the things that God has put on your heart, and what's your mindset toward yourself? Are you owning your calling? Are you stepping into what God has for you? Do you recognize and just rest in the fact that you are more than enough? I hope that you are. And if you're not, I hope that Ashley's words today will not only encourage and inspire you, but also challenge you. I do want to apologize for the quality of the audio for the interview. I visited Ashley a few months ago, and literally we just sat in a bedroom. I popped out my phone and I just recorded our conversation. But I knew she would have such wisdom that I would want to bring to you guys. So even though it's not the best quality, what she has to say is top quality. So I want you to lean in, listen closely, and be blessed. So here's my chat with Ashley.
I'm April Nicole Scipio, and I'm a girl with a dream. A big dream. A dream to help you live, love, and lead. I am passionate about creating opportunities for you to become a better version of yourself, and I strongly believe that it happens best inside of authentic community. I'm very excited to have created a podcast that inspires you to dream big, challenges you to grow, and gives you tools to blaze the trail God has set before you. So get ready to build community, dig into God's word, and take practical steps so you can live, love, and lead well.
Hey, Ashley, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, April. I'm happy to be here.
So for all of my listeners who don't know you, can you tell us who you are, kind of what you do, and what season of life you're in?
Sure. My name is Ashley, and I am married to David, and together we are pastoring Dream Church in Canton, Georgia, and a lot of my family members are involved in helping us there at the church, and we're just loving it. We love that God has us here. And I'm also teaching music as my career. So I teach piano, voice, and trumpet.
Wow. I don't think I knew you played and taught trumpet.
Yes. I started in the fourth grade in the band at school.
That's pretty awesome. Well, in today's episode, we just want to talk about when you blaze your trail. I know you guys started a church, and just kind of what that looked like, especially being a female, because I just know in culture and society, sometimes when women are in places of leadership, it's like really tricky and we have to kind of navigate our way through. So tell us about your experience when you started your church, Dream Church.
that was definitely a time when there were some things I was having to figure out. My mom and dad and I and my brother and his wife, we knew we were ready to start the church. And what was in our hearts is that I was going to be pastoring. We all knew we would be involved together, but I had to figure out, what does this look like? What do I even call myself? And there weren't a lot of single women who were pastoring that I could even, you know, figure out, kind of navigate by looking at what they were doing. So I just had to listen to God. I just had to stay humble. And at the same time, I had to own what He had called me to do and not step back from it, and just trust that He had called me, He had put me in the ministry, and I just, you know, people could get on board or they could not get on board. But what was great is people got on board, and people who had initially come into the church with maybe some issues about, you know, should women even be in the ministry, the Holy Spirit would talk to them about it, and they would come up to me and say, you know what, the Lord told me that it's okay for women to be in the ministry and it's good for them to preach, and I never even had to say anything. So the Holy Spirit helped me blaze my trail because He, you know, gave me favor with people.
Yeah, no, I love that, because so many women, unfortunately, have been a part of denominations where women have been seen as less. And maybe not less on a general sense, but less when it comes to leadership and being able to lead. And I think it really hinders them in their personal lives, because you're in a church setting, you're not given quote unquote permission to lead in any capacity. And now in your own personal life, if you feel like God is calling you to do something where you're having to step out, I think there's that hesitation there. So I think that's awesome that you just stepped out on faith and just did that. And so let me ask you this, while you were leading, and then tell us the time frame, like how long were you leading and then you ended up getting married? So what was like the time frame there?
Okay, so we started having Bible studies, and then about 6 months after that, we started having Sunday morning church, and then about 8 months after that is when I started the relationship with my husband that I have now. So we started dating, we got engaged, we got married. And so it was over a year that we had been in the ministry as a family before my husband came into the picture.
Now, do you feel like once your husband came into the picture, that was there pressure for your role to kind of decrease, or was there confidence we're going to lead together?
We both had the same heart for pastoring. We had worked together at a previous church, actually. And so, you know, we knew that we had the same heart, but we did have to figure out, and we're still figuring out just what our strengths are, what is our dynamic as far as who takes care of what, and just trusting the Holy Spirit to give us the same level of heart motivation and the same passion for our city, because He moved to Canton because we were there, you know, the church was there. And so, you know, He had to let the Holy Spirit give Him a heart for that area. And all along, we were just trusting God that, God, if this is Your will that we be married, then You're going to help us blaze this trail. You're going to help us put all the pieces together. And He's been so faithful. He's helping us all the way.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. What would you say to a woman who's listening, who has a heart to do something big? They're going to have to step out. It's going to require them to develop as a leader. But because of their past experiences, have disqualified themselves because they're female.
I think the first thing is, when we look in the scripture, we see that who we are in Christ is the same across the board. So we just have to get into the word. We have to get solid on the fact that He is the one that calls us. He's the one who created us. And so, you know, I think everybody has to come to that place, because the enemy is going to use anything he can, whether it be your gender or your age, your experiences, your lack of experience. He's going to try to use whatever he can. So if he keeps bringing up the fact, oh, you're just a woman, you don't have anything to say, men aren't going to listen to you, then we fight that the same way we would fight him saying, look at what you used to do in your past. People aren't going to listen to you because you used to be a drug abuser. Or, you know, any reason he would try to hand us that would say, this is why you're disqualified, we have to fight it the same way. By getting in the Word and saying, no, this is who I am in Christ. I didn't create myself. I didn't call myself. Jesus, the head of the church, is the one who called me. And so when the enemy comes to us with anything to say about what we're doing, or even if somebody else comes to us, a human being, and says, you know, this is why you should be disqualified, we just say, hey, Jesus is the head of the church. You have to take it up with him. He's the one that called me.
Yes, I love that. It's knowing, like you say, knowing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for a lot of women, who we are gets clouded by other people's opinions, or from the enemy, obviously, and I just want to encourage you, if you're listening right now, to not be afraid to embrace who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And God has put gifts on the inside of you, and develop in those gifts and go after the things that God wants you to go after, and love yourself. I mean, I know when I talk to a lot of women, a big hindrance for them fulfilling God's call in their life is their view of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Just the thinking they're less, or self-esteem. And it's just like the enemy uses that, I think, for women especially, for whatever reason, they don't put value on themselves.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the word comparison, because I think this goes right along with this conversation. As women, once we are brave enough to step out and do something, it's like, oh, wait, let me see what the people around me are doing. And if it doesn't match up, it's like we draw back for some reason.
Yes.
Do you want to speak to that?
Especially in the age we're in with social media, it's so easy to see the daily lives of everybody around us. Everything from what kind of milkshake they had, to how many people were at their church service on Sunday, to how much money came in the offering. I mean, you can see all these things about people. And there's so much to compare against, because you're just seeing so much. And, you know, every day we could wake up wondering if we're going to be enough. Not when we look at, am I enough compared to what God wants me to be? We think of, am I going to be enough compared to what everybody else is doing? But the thing is, God loves us, and his word says that we are accepted in the beloved. So he accepts us. We are enough. Every single day we wake up and we're enough to do what he has called us to do. Because really, being enough just means you're a vessel that he can use, that he can pour himself into. And so if you're an open, empty vessel, you're enough. It's when we start to compare ourselves to what other people are doing that we just play that cycle of thoughts of, I don't know if I'm doing enough. Am I hustling enough? Am I being intentional enough? Am I reading enough? Am I enough? And God says, yes, you're enough. You're an empty, open vessel that I can use. And that's what I'm looking for. And then we just let him fill us. And he brings about his plan through us.
Yeah, that's so good. So if you are listening and you feel like you're not enough, we want to give you some practical things that you can do to change the way you view yourself. And I think first it starts with believing that God loves you, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that God loves you, then you should, I guess, it almost gives us permission to love ourselves when we recognize, oh, wait, the God who created the heavens and the earth really loves me, like loves me so much that he literally sent his son to die an actual death on a cross, that I'm valuable. What are some things, Ashley, that you think women can do to sort of protect their view of themselves as they get in God's word and they see, okay, God loves me, I'm starting to understand, but I feel like we are so bombarded with everything that we almost have to protect that, protect our view of ourselves.
Yes.
What are some practical things that you think women can do to sort of protect their self-image or their self-view?
I think about what God did to protect the way he sees us. He had it written down. He spoke it to the hearts of the people throughout history who were the pen to write down his word. And they just, as they were moved on by the Holy Spirit, they wrote the Bible down. And now we have a tangible, solid copy of how God sees us. So when we are letting him show us what he sees about us and what he has created us to be, as he reveals things to us, we need to write it down. Put the date on, you know, keep a journal. When he tells you something, put the date on there and just go back to it and read, this is what God says about me. This is who he thinks I am. And I'm going to believe that. I'm going to believe what he said. But again, just having it written down. And, you know, I've heard it said that the word of God was spoken so that it could be written, and written so that it could be spoken. So when God speaks to our hearts and we write it down, then the next step is for us to speak it, to pull out what we've written down and to say those things. I am capable because the Holy Spirit has made me well able. I am counted faithful and God has placed me in the ministry. I am full of the love of God. I am standing perfect and complete in all the will of God. You know, just get those scriptures, get those things that God's saying to you, write them down, and then speak them.
Man, that is so, so good. I love it. Ashley, thank you so much for just your wisdom. And I just really hope if you're listening that you know you are enough. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or if you're listening to this and you're a guy, you're enough too. And I just hope you have a fire lit under you that you are enough because God created you and he put good things inside of you to do the good things he has planned for you. Well, before we go, Ashley, I like to ask my friends that come on the podcast just some random questions so that my viewers can get to know you better. And so what is your favorite order at Starbucks?
Right now, I'm on a green tea matcha latte iced. I'm on that kick right now.
I have not tried that one.
Delicious.
And what about your favorite food right now?
Favorite food. I always love pizza.
Because
you can get it all kinds of different ways.
Pizza is good.
Yeah.
All right. And this one, I have to know, your biggest pet peeve.
Well, lately I've been seeing a trend, and I don't know where it came from, but people will say, no, yeah, or yeah, no. And I'm like, is it yeah or is it no? So that's one that I'm not on board with that trend. I don't know what it is.
I should name the title of this episode, no, yeah. Yes. I'm enough. No, yeah. No, you are enough if you're listening to this. That's awesome. Well, let me pray for you before we go.
Amen.
God, thank you so much for this time. And thank you for Ashley and for just giving her the courage to blaze her trail as she felt the call of God on her life to pastor a church. And God, I thank you for her and her husband as they are leading together, God, that you are equipping them with everything that they need, Lord. And they are enough, God, and we thank you for that. And I pray for each and every listener, God, that they know that regardless of what you have called them to do, that you have equipped them to do the very thing that you called them to do. So they are equipped and they have everything they need to accomplish your plan and your purposes for their life. And so I just ask that you bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Ashley.
You're welcome.
I hope you enjoyed that interview, guys. I loved being with Ashley. When she said, I didn't create myself, I didn't call myself, I was like, oh, girl, drop the mic, preach it. It was so good. Man, I pray nothing but blessings over you going into 2020. I pray that God just, man, gives you such a clarity on what you're called to do and that He gives you the tools to fulfill every single desire of your heart. I'm especially excited because today, my online course titled Creating a Life You Love is available out to the world. So I would love for you to check that out. It has 7 lessons and we cover things like identity and confidence and dealing with fear and setting goals, getting results, staying motivated, dealing with setbacks, so many things just to help you create a life you love. I would love for you to go over to the website, aprilnicolesipio.com. If you click on shop and then click on online courses, you will see that resource. So go check that out, guys. Man, oh, it's exciting, guys. I will be excited to check back in with you in the start of the new year. Until then, guys, have a happy and wonderful new year. Go live, love, and lead well.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Shout out to the production team because teamwork makes a dream work. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Now that you've listened to the Live, Love, Lead podcast, I want to invite you to check out the Live, Love, Lead Planner, where life, devos, and prayer collide. You can get more info at aprilnicolesipio.com. Now go live, love, and lead well.